Scientists in Wisconsin are reporting the results of a study made possible by the September terrorist attacks. For decades, climate researchers suspected that commercial airplanes were affecting climate. When commercial flights were suspended for 3 days, it provided an unprecedented opportunity to confirm that hypothesis. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Climate researcher David Travis was at work at the University of Wisconsin in Whitewater when the events of September 11th unfolded.
It took us a day or two to get over the shock of the terrorist attacks. Wasn't even thinking about research initially, but then when I realized this was such an unusual opportunity, the first thing we began to do was to look at satellite imagery.
The satellite imagery showed an enormous decline in the number of contrails in the sky. Contrails are those white streams of frozen water vapor that come out of a jet engine flying 5 miles up. Travis says it's the cloud-like contrails that scientists think are causing changes in the climate.
Contrails can persist well after the airplane leaves the area, and often they can persist and spread many times their original width. And when they do this, they can block out sunlight during the daytime like a regular cloud will do. And then at night, they can also trap radiation that otherwise would be getting out. So they have the ability to cool the Earth during the daytime, and they have the ability to warm the Earth at night.
Studies that have compared parts of the country where there's a lot of air traffic with places where there's very little seem to show that contrails were having that effect. But it took the events of September 11th to show that it was not just a local phenomenon.
On September 11th, the airplanes were grounded almost immediately following the terrorist attacks, and they did not return to the sky, and I mean specifically here the commercial aircraft. Of course, there were military jets in the sky, but these were scattered so far and few between that there really weren't any serious influences from the contrails.
Travis and his colleagues looked at temperatures from around the country for the 3 days flights were grounded, as well as the 3 days before and after for comparison.
The days seemingly got warmer, and the nights seemingly got cooler than what they otherwise would have done if there had been contrails in the sky.
In other words, removing the commercial jets and the contrails they produced had the predicted effect on the climate. Travis and his colleagues present their results in the latest issue of the journal Nature.
What Dr. Travis did provides irrefutable evidence of the magnitude of the jet contrail effect on climate.
Stanley Shagnon studies contrails at the University of Illinois. Shagnon says this is just one observation, and the change in temperature could be a statistical fluke, but he says that's unlikely.
If there had been no change in the climate temperature during these 3 days, or if it had gone in the other direction, you would have totally doubted the contrail effect. It went in the predicted direction, and about at the magnitude that we would have predicted. So I consider that as good an evidence as you'll ever get.
Shagnon says if nothing else, the new study is a reminder to anyone who doubted it that human activities, like air travel, are already having an effect on our planet. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.